Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I owe an apology or a surrender, perhaps.
It's got to be to me.
Yes, it is.
Almost. Oh.
Because there's
I've been waiting for the first one. This is the first of many. Let's go ahead.
Probably not.
I just have a track record. I just need you to understand. I am always right.
Okay, then I take this back.
Sometimes it takes a little time to figure it out. Hack?
Yes, boss.
There it is. Am I always right?
You are always right. I am also always right, and Erin hates when I say that.
Because you're
not. I think
she's
going to hate when you say that, too.
No one's always right.
Here's the thing, Erica. You're right. But if I'm wrong, I correct so quickly. I don't dig my heels in when I'm wrong. Ever. I don't. I know so many people who are wrong, and they'll dig their... And like even when you prove them wrong, they're like, oh, okay, I guess. And like, they won't just give you the satisfaction of you were right. Like, if I'm wrong, if you make a better case, like, I won't even push back. It's like, this is over. You're right. We're good. Like,
right. It's not where I'm not arguing. I think this. And then if you, I'm with you. I don't dig your heels in unless I'm right.
Correct.
Oh, boy.
So, I'm all,
so apology not accepted because it feels like you're starting to pull it back. I need you to come all the way.
She hasn't been talking this whole time. That's been you.
I actually said one sentence and sparked controversy. So no, this isn't even like really a necessarily right or wrong thing, but I've discovered a new hobby that I probably poo-pooed very much. Sometimes we have planning calls and such and Slacker saying, oh yeah, I've been pulling weeds while we've been talking.
You're a yard girl now.
This weekend, I discovered the joy of getting that little tool that's got the little two little nubs at the end. It kind of looks like an anteater. And you're not familiar with this tool?
Here's
you
go my into tools. The, I just used my...
Oh, then you've never known the satisfaction.
Oh, you've never known.
Oh, no. Hold on.
Is this the one with the weird... No, I'm trying to picture there,
it
what...
It doesn't clamp or anything.
It's almost it's like a screwdriver. It's a hard metal, and it's just got like a little fork.
Like, looks like a forked tongue like a snake?
Yes.
Yeah, I have that.
Okay.
I never use it.
So, as I learned this weekend, you find the root of the weed, you get that under right next to it, and then you go, and you hear this...
Okay. There's
that wasn't a pop sound at all. No one could. Yep, it's that. And it's the root cracking. I got one that was like 4 inches long,
oh, yeah.
The root.
Oh.
And Dane, my fiance, was like, it's like fishing.
It's.
And I just
did you take a picture
stopped.
With it?
No, and I should have. Because then every weed, by the way, our grass was just covered in them. The grass is now dirt because I've been digging them up.
Oh my God.
Like every time it popped or cracked, I'd be like, and it was never as good as that one.
I'm going to tell you, as someone who's recently been celibate for an extended period of time.
Okay, well, as someone who hasn't.
But it rivals it, doesn't it?
No.
Yes, it does.
Okay, you need help. Yeah.
You are not right.
I would like to say I have taken
no,
it all
back.
No, but
like, there's something about...
There's a rush. There's a thrill.
Where it's like, where it's like... It's creating that suction gap when you're like, when you pull, like every once in a while. It's
and
so,
then what are you doing with that?
Yeah. And which one are we talking about here?
You're pulling a weed, the one
right,
I know more
right,
about.
Right.
Like, have you ever, this is now that you're a weeder, now that you're a yard girl.
I was doing it this morning. We're doing a planning call and I'm just like, you know what?
Yeah, just.
Yeah.
It's,
That's weird. I was having sex while we were on the call.
Is you think you've done this excellent job. Weeds right. are like...
Again, we're talking about weeds.
Yes, but you think you've done this excellent job. Like right now, you think you've cleared this area.
No.
And then like you'll go inside and you'll come back out and there'll be a 3-foot tall weed. And you're like, how did it do? Like,
yeah.
Like you've missed one and it somehow gets the gumption to grow really tall.
It feels threatened and it responds.
But it just goes and it's so tall. I love it when I miss one because those ones have like the 6-inch and it does the like as you're
okay.
We're all thinking it.
Something horrible has happened here. I'm sorry.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.